And at that point, they underwent a second destruction, from which very few survived or recovered. In fact, only one did, Knossos. For about 75 years, and these dates are very approximate, they're based on generally on pottery sequences, and so they're not absolutely concrete, but from about 1450 down to about 1375, the Palace of Knossos was once again inhabited. And the people who inhabited it during that last period, three generations approximately, kept records, as had the Minoans of earlier generations. But the records that they kept turned out to be not in Linear A, the earlier script used in Crete, but in a new script, Linear B. Now, Linear B turns up on a number of mainland sites as well, particularly around 1200, at Pylos and at Mycenae and at other Mycenaean sites. And Ventris, by successfully cracking the code of Linear B, was able to show that Linear B was the language being used by the Mycenaean Greeks. And if it occurred in Crete during its last phase, then it follows that Knossos, in its final phase, was occupied by Mycenaean Greeks. So far from suggesting that it was Crete which had colonized the mainland, this argument seemed to suggest that Mycenaean culture had grown up independently, had been under the influence of Cretan culture, but then, at some pivotal point, the relationship between the two had changed. And that in the middle of the 15th century, around 1450, it was Mycenaean power which became dominant and eventually even overthrew the culture of Minoan Crete. Now that was quite a breathtaking discovery. And yet it seems to have been confirmed by subsequent work. For example, if you look at various sites from the middle of the second millennium around the Eastern Aegean, such as Miletus and such as Rhodes, for example, what you find is that around 1600 BC, what you have is essentially Minoan pottery. In other words, these places are either Minoan colonies or Minoan trading ports or places where Minoan fleets pull in and do business. We can't specify exactly the relationship, but they're largely within the Minoan sphere of influence. Excavate those same sites to the levels that occur 200 years later, or that would be 200 years above, if you will, and what you find is that the pottery is not Minoan. It's Mycenaean. In other words, between 1600 and 1400, there has been a very dramatic change in the control of the Aegean and even of the wider Eastern Mediterranean, which at an earlier stage had been largely under a Cretan influence, but by 1400 was now decisively under a Mycenaean influence. Now, there is another bit of evidence that we need to bring to bear on this, and this is one that I feel somewhat dubious about, but I want to throw it out for your consideration. The Greeks of later times remembered a story involving one of the greatest heroes of Greece, particularly an Athenian hero by the name of Theseus. It's a story that you all know. And that story is that every year the Athenians were asked to send seven youths and seven maidens in homage to Minos, the king of Crete. And these seven youths and seven maidens were then sacrificed in the labyrinth to a hideous creature called the Minotaur. The Minotaur being a creature that is half man and half bull. Half bull and half son of Minos, if you like, or half descended from. And according to the myth recalled by these later Greeks, Theseus, after falling in love with Ariadne and enlisting her help, is able, in fact, to negotiate the labyrinth and to successfully kill the Minotaur, to come back out, to liberate the Athenian youths, and then to set sail back for Athens.